Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Eco Atlantic commenced the week announcing its second discovery offshore Guyana. I highlighted Eco in the blog as a favourite several times over the past few months around the 70p mark, and it touched a high of 194p on the news. It's starting to look fairly fully valued now. Brokers' targets since the discovery, and shares rarely reach these prices, are only in the low 200s. Now, I said in the podcast at the weekend that Petromatad was going to offer some good trading opportunities, and that's very much turning out to be the case. They announced the Red Deer one was a duster yesterday morning, and you could have bought this at the open in the low 3s and then sold it later in the day in the high 5s. The next events coming up are the test results of Heron 1 and the spud of Gazelle 1, so it might be worth watching out for these too. Institutional selling in i3 Energy appears to have slowed up, and while waiting for the data from the vertical seismic profile and the shear wave sonic log, they announced the appointment of Linda Beale to the board. She's a renowned oil and gas tax expert, so hopefully this is because they're expecting revenues. Also, there's two more fully funded wells coming up here, so lots more to go for. Providence Resources has completed the Barry Rose site survey. It's now funded until next year, and all it's waiting on for is the money from China. The new backstop date's 30 September, and if the money does arrive, then it's an easy double in my opinion. Moving down the ladder, Zenith Energy put out some nonsense about a $2 million debt not being valid, and they can settle it at a significant discount because the CEO's guarantee was obtained fraudulently. Quite frankly, it just sounds like the debt was bogus in the first place, and the company accounts are about as reliable as the false share prices in the Oslo market. Yesterday, the NTOG Twitter account was claiming they'd started drilling, even posted a photograph. The Nomad knew nothing about it, though, and the post was taken down. Some of these people seem to be getting a bit out of control now, and I suspect that when the hammer comes down, it's going to come down hard. Raybould Resources announced an increased investment in the Danube Petroleum, which drilled a Romanian appraisal well last week. The so-called discoveries don't seem to have increased the value very much, since the subscription's at the same level as the previous price. The company tries to project a kind of institutional aura, while at the same time issuing rampy press releases, so it doesn't quite have the credibility it would like. It's also supposedly been producing for over a year now in California, but still no actual production numbers have been released, which is strange given they like to shout about other matters. Wes Newton's supposed to be the jewel in the crown, but they suspended the extended well test on the basis of a supposed oil discovery deeper down, which quite frankly sounds exactly like a story out of the David Sefton playbook, so exercise caution here. Now, Block Energy, same group on this as with Zen and NTOG. Yesterday a so-called chat with the CEO Paul Hayward was put out. No answers at all to any of the questions to which shareholders have been screaming for answers for weeks, rather just an attempt to blame St. Bride's partners for IR and communication failings, which is a story which falls down immediately when you see from their own words or lack of them, they were never willing to answer any of the questions anyway. It was an interesting RNS from them, though, which on the face of it looks fairly run-of-the-mill, announcing the appointment of a new CFO. But put the names of all this gentleman's previous employers into Google, and add the name Frank Timmis. That's T for Tango, I for India, M for Mike, I for India, S for Sierra. If you don't already know about the underbelly of the small cap natural resources sector, then you're about to find out just the sort of people who actually control many of these companies. I'll be back at the weekend with more on the podcast. In the meantime, all the small cap oil companies are covered in the blog and daily on Twitter.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.